It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
I am a life coach and I'm a sexologist for females. And part of what I do is I also run a team of other sexuality educators through network marketing. It's a network marketing team. And on that team, me and Nate, we were speaking last week. We were speaking about, he was telling me about the six different types of people who join network marketing. And one of those types that we talked about are individuals who are looking to replace their 9-to-5, individuals who are looking to gain financial freedom or time freedom. But what they don't know is it's going to take more than just coming into the business and selling the products. They actually have to have a strategy behind that. It has to be a strategy to get in your network marketing business to a place where it replaces that 9-to-5, where it actually brings you wealth. So without further ado, I'm gonna bring Nate on, and he's full of so much knowledge. At the end, we're gonna have him give his information for anybody who wants to get more of it. But he's gonna come and give, he was so gracious to share with us today, his top three tips on how to build a successful network marketing business. So without further ado, let me bring him in.
What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Looks like we have some technical difficulties.
That's okay. Look, I was telling them I'm still new to Instagram. Like, I'm used to Facebook. So, like, bear with us, y'all. Bear with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So talk to me. I'm not sure where you're at, but I'm here at your disposal.
Yes. So I was just kind of, I gave a little brief introduction into you, just your background of being an author, a coach, a speaker, just an expert of the network marketing industry. And so I let them know that you're full of so much knowledge today, and that we'll leave them with your information at the end if they want more, but that you were so gracious to grace us with your presence and give us three tips, your top tips on how to be successful in network marketing. But before we get into that, Nate, I wanted them to kind of, because when I met you, you told me the story of how you got into it, and I thought it was so beautiful, you know. So can you give us a background on how you came to be in this field and be the person that you are?
Yeah, well, first I want to say thank you for just having an opportunity to speak with you. I really, really enjoyed our time together, and it's like we got into a conversation that went off into all types of things. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I think it was really rooted in the fact that you, as a beautiful Black woman that is driven and working towards, you know, making a true impact, that really spoke to me because of my personal mission. And so to that end, I will kind of go through the things in which you specifically asked, but just know I'm here at your disposal. You know, I want to start with really saying that my story is a bit different than most, in that when I got exposed to the industry of network marketing, it was the week that I graduated from West Point, and I just simply walked into a room full of happy people. I wasn't out seeking an opportunity. I was invited, and I went in with an open mind. I had just graduated from West Point with degrees in engineering and sociology. I knew what my career path was. And I got into that room and saw these beautiful people dressed up. Doing something to uplift themselves. And that really left an impression on me. And so what I took away from that experience was that I never knew about picking up books and going to seminars and being around successful people. And as I've spoken around the world since 96 in that capacity, I've always said to people, take away my West Point degree, which is in engineering and sociology, take away my MBA from George Washington University, finance planning from Georgetown University. When I learned to pick up books and go to seminars and be around successful people, that's what inevitably laid the foundation for me to make my first million by 32. And I've always said it wasn't because of network marketing, But then later I began to say, well, really it was. Because in network marketing, you'll find people that get started for various reasons. And based on what someone, you know, sees and experiences, and also what they bring to the table, will determine what they can see as a value. And one of the things I want to really emphasize as we go along is that this is not about what you do. This is about who you be. Not about what you do, but who you be. And so one of the first tips that I'll give you to be successful in this thing called life is to be clear about who you are and whose you are. You see, at 19, when I walked perimeter during Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, I said, Lord, if you allow me to make it back, I'll never waste a day of my life. That moment in time forever changed my trajectory because it gave me a sense of purpose. I made a vow because I understood that we all have the same 1,440 minutes per day. And when you subtract out the time for working, for sleeping, for commuting, and the time it takes you to do what you have to do each and every day of your life, most people are left with just 1 to 2 hours remaining to do what they really want to do. But then the question is, do they have the money to do it? And see, that was a foundational idea that inevitably caused me to be open and receptive to the opportunities that I was exposed to later on in life. Because the second thing I want to tell you, after you're clear about who you are and whose you are, when it comes to this industry, is you want to have an anchored belief. An anchored belief. And I say, have that anchored belief based upon the problem versus the solution that you might be offering up, i.e. the particular company, product, or service that you may find yourself in this season offering up. It's more important that when you're clear about who you are and whose you are, that you then be clear about there's a true financial danger that no one is talking about. And when you understand this true financial danger that no one is talking about, it will cause you to be relentless in finding a way to create residual income. You see, that financial danger is what I talk about in the book, Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. I wrote that book knowing that 77 million baby boomers are retiring and facing a cash flow danger. That 66 out of 100 people age 65 earn less than $30,000 in retirement. That 47% of people say if they had a $400 emergency, they'd have to sell something or borrow money to address it. And 68% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. When you understand that, then what you will do is you'll say, well, let me do an assessment and see where I'm at. And I'm going to tell you guys how you can get this assessment, but I'm going to walk you through. So I'd encourage you, grab a pen and paper, and I want you to run through this exercise right now.
Look, I'm ready over here.
There you go. Number one, I want you to write down your current age. Number two, I want you to write down the age in which you would want to retire. And just for general purposes, let's just write 65 as that number. Number three, write down the difference between those two numbers. So if you're 35, answer number three is 30. If you're 25, answer number three is 40. That speaks to how long do you have to get to your goal. Number four, I want you to write down your net worth. Now, net worth is important because this is when you start to determine if you understand the language of money. You got the income statement and your balance sheet. The balance sheet is what gives you your net worth. Assets minus liabilities equals net worth. You may not know that number, or you may not know it off the top. So just know that that's an important factor because it's going to let you know how much more do you have to get in order to reach your goal. Number five, Number five, I want you to write down the monthly amount that you would like to have in order to give yourself the option of being able to financially retire. The monthly amount. It's pretty common when I ask that question for people to tell me either $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month. So whatever that monthly amount is, that's what number five is. Number six, what's the absolute best rate of return that you personally know how to get? What's the absolute best rate of return that you personally know how to get? Now, if that sounds like a foreign language to you, no problem. You're not alone. For most people, that sounds like a foreign language. And here's what I want to tell you, that money's like a foreign land. If you don't know the language of the land, then you can't get around. It's very, very interesting that what you'll find is that in a network marketing space, it's a place that talks about money, but financial literacy isn't really taught. And it talks about business, but entrepreneurship isn't taught. But that's where the opportunity is, because if you understand that, you have the opportunity to create an anchored belief where you know that what you're doing is a necessity. Now that you've got those six things, number one, you got your age. Number two, you've got the age in which you'd want to retire. Number three, you've got the difference between those two. Number four, you've got your net worth. Number five, you've got the income per month that you like. Number six, the absolute best rate of return. And for that number, just put 5%. 5%. When I say absolute best rate of return, we're talking about the return on investment. We're talking about not the way that you get it, but the percentage amount. So not stocks, bonds, mutual funds. That's a type. Not your 401k. No, not your real estate. No. What's the percentage amount? Let's just put 5%. And then now we have that. We're going to run the numbers. And this is where you're going to do your financial freedom assessment. Let's see where you're at to determine how hard you need to go. So we're going to take number five and multiply that by 12. So if you said $5,000 per month, that's $60,000 a year. If you said $10,000 per month, that's $120,000 per year. Now, to get the nest egg that you've got to build to, if you are doing it in a traditional way, the way that most people are trying to get to retirement, and why 77 million baby boomers are retiring and facing a cash flow danger, is we're talking about the nest egg not being enough. At $5,000 per month as your goal, you take $60,000 divided by 0.05, you need $1.2 million put away. $1.2 million. For $10,000 a month, you need $2.4 million. If that number is blowing your mind, imagine dividing that now by the number of years you've got to get there and see what it actually puts you at. And that will give you a real world perspective about what the odds are for you to reach your goal.
That's good stuff. That is good.
That right there will change your life. That what I gave you just now will allow you to go forward and never quit. Because if you make an extra $100 a month, it's like having $24,000 in the bank. An extra $500 a month is like having $120,000 in your 401k. $1 million lifestyle is you getting to $5,000 a month in residual income. And so I would ask you, T, if you had a shot at getting to $10,000 per month, and it took you 5 years to get there versus having no shot at all at getting the $2.4 million in your lifetime of working, is there any reason why you wouldn't give yourself a shot at getting to something, even if it took you 5 years?
No reason at all.
Let me ask you this. If it were to take you 10 years to get there, is there any reason why you would not take the 10-year route versus having no shot at all?
No.
I will tell you that for each and everyone listening here today, if you run your numbers and do your assessment and you see that whatever you're doing is never going to give you a shot then I want to encourage you to do your due diligence and find an opportunity that allows you an opportunity to share something as an extension of who you already are. That you would use this product or service without the incentive of making money. Mm-hmm. That it's something that you are doing anyway, and you found an opportunity where someone will compensate you for telling others about it. Here's why you want to do that. And this brings it to the third thing that's so important, is understanding that there are two different tax systems. You got the tax system for the employee and the tax system for the business owner. The business owner gets their money, pays out expenses, and then pays taxes on what's left over. The employee does not receive their money, gets taxed, and then whatever is remaining tries to live off of it. For everyone here, I want to encourage you to find a way to reduce your taxable income. That means if you are a business owner currently and you have anything left over and you do not have a business that gives you the opportunity to create residual income, find a business that will allow you to do that. Take your income that you're going to be taxed on anyway, get into a home-based business, reduce your taxable income, and then go forth and create additional profit that can replace what you're swapping time and dollars for. That's for the person that's a business owner.
Now, Nate, can you elaborate on that? Because, you know, we're talking with my network marketing team today, my Bedroom Candy team. And can you explain that? Because we're a home-based business. So can you kind of elaborate or give a little bit more insight into how we can take our home-based business and use it for tax breaks?
Well, it's automatic if you're doing the business activity versus treating it as a hobby. Mm-hmm. It's very clear. Here's what you've got to do. The first thing is you've got to commit your schedule to business activities. 45 minutes per day, 3 to 5 days a week. What are business activities? It's the pipeline. What's the pipeline? Number one, leads. What's a lead? For most people getting started, your lead source is your phone. It's those people that are in your phone. It might be those people that are in your Facebook friends list. That's the source. Now, everyone on that lead source is not a prospect or someone that's going to do something with you under traditional guise. But if you take what I just taught you, everybody should do something to consider. They may not say you, but they should consider what you're showing them. And that's all you need. You don't need them to say yes. You don't care about them saying no. You just care that you give them the information and give them an opportunity so you can collect a yes or a no. See, it's nothing emotional about it. That's the business activity that allows you to have legitimate business. So once you have leads, the next thing is contact. So now you got to make the contact with people. So you got to show that you're attempting to reach out to people. That's the step two. Now, step three on that pipeline is setting appointments. You reach out to someone, you got to actually then make the ask of them, which is asking them for number four, which is the opportunity to show your information. And then once you've done that, you need to make the ask, which is an invitation to get started with you or buy from you, whatever. And then number six, you got to follow up. But here's what's beautiful about this, T. You can call up your girlfriend who's in California. You can decide, well, let me give you a real world situation. My wife, who's an amazing entrepreneur, 26 years in the industry, retired, youngest Black woman in the history of Mary Kay to be a national sales director. Tell you a great story about us meeting. In fact, let me go ahead and tell you that story because it was about me doing my business activity. And I think this is going to be important for you guys to hear. On July 8th, 2015, as I was leaving LA Fitness, I passed a pink Cadillac. I didn't see the person driving it, but I saw the vehicle and I recognized it as a status symbol. Here's a quick tip. Number one, I didn't feel like doing that. So I pushed through what I felt like doing because I said, what you talking about, God? This is what you do. This is your work. So I got out of my comfort zone and did what I'm supposed to do, which is, in spite of my feeling, do my work. I pulled over and I wanted to stop her because I recognized her vehicle as a status symbol. I thought that she was someone worth my time. I qualified her. I did that. I stopped her. I gave her a copy of my book, knowing that if she's a leader, she's going to read because leaders are readers. And then as she reads it, I'm expecting that because I've got something of value. So I had to know that I was a person of value and I had something of value to offer. There's another nugget for you. You got to believe in yourself and you got to believe in what you have to offer. The only reason you ain't sharing stuff with people, you don't believe. Your $1 million is on the other side of your belief. So now that I've given her this item and I've gone right and she went left, she contacted me on July 26th telling me she'd read it. She shared it with 30 of her directors. They all wanted it. From there, she asked me to do a conference call with about 200 of her ladies. I said, bring the husbands on. After that, she asked me to do a live event. From there, she paid $4,500 to hire me as her coach for 90 days. We developed a friendship over scandal and nachos. After that engagement was over, in less than a year of meeting at the stop sign, we married. I shared that story because it goes through the entire process of those business activities. And so in April, she took me to Puerto Rico for my birthday. When she heard me on a phone call talking to someone in Puerto Rico, she realized that I had a client there. So she didn't save the surprise because she was a wise wife. She came to me and said, babe, I was not going to tell you this, but I'm taking you to Puerto Rico. She did that because she knew then I could have the opportunity to schedule a meeting in Puerto Rico so that that trip was not a birthday getaway or a vacation. It was a business trip. So because I planned my business over there and I made time to say hello to people, because we ended up enrolling a few people while we were in Puerto Rico, because wherever we went, we made an attempt at gathering, meeting people and getting contact information. We're doing our business activity. Because 50% of that time was used doing business activity, we were able to write off that trip 100%. So everyone that is a W-2 employee that does not have a home-based business is missing out on between $4,000 to $8,000 in tax savings each year. Everyone that is a current business owner probably is not someone that is under traditional guys maxing out or reducing their income to zero. And so there's an opportunity each and every time for someone to make a decision that complements who they already are and in turn have a way to reduce their taxable income.
Oh. Now, Nate, we spoke about something else too. I hope y'all are getting this. What I really liked, what made my antennas go up was when you started talking about the importance of branding yourself in network marketing, because a lot of people do, they join network marketing and it is a lot. I didn't come from a background of people who knew how to do business. My grandmother was the only business owner in our home, and I still quite didn't understand how she got to it, you know, because my family, we didn't do, nobody's a business owner. So a lot of people come into network marketing and, you know, we get that feel, we now own a business and we wanted to, of course, our dream is for it to replace our 9-to-5, to give us financial freedom, to give us time freedom. But a lot of us get in it and don't understand it. That's going to take a certain strategy. And part of that strategy is the way that you brand yourself. So can you kind of speak on that, on how branding yourself will help you to scale your network marketing business even more?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I will tell you this. It goes back to understanding. And this is not something that is taught. I don't even use the term branding because, again, that's kind of the buzzword. All I'm telling you is that you are the asset. You are the asset. You see, I wrote Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth as a principle-centered, biblically-based leadership program focused on personal growth and entrepreneurship. Life is rich means I live in fullness every day because I realize I am Christ's heir. That means spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, financially. A company is founded by an entrepreneur. The entrepreneur has to make a decision of how they're going to move the product or service to the market. Most entrepreneurs choose to use traditional marketing. So what that means is they have to have their own operating budget for marketing that they in turn spend and then hope that business comes in. Companies that choose to use the business model of network marketing, direct sales, multi-level marketing, consumer direct marketing, have chosen to set their marketing budget to the side and leverage the quality of their product or service and provide and give people an opportunity to generate income by sharing, by promoting their product or service. They're not paying, they're banking on you promoting their brand. But the truth is, all they care about is that you move their product or service or help them to move their product or service. The conversation I'm having with you, because most people have never gotten exposure to what I'm saying to you and don't understand it from the root of it, I mean, true understanding. What people do is they go out and go hard with naming of the company, providing the company free marketing and promotion. And when they leave or stop or never follow through, the only benefactor was the company. And then when one tries to pivot, they miss out because they gave all their power to the company, just as you do if you're an employee. So I call most people 1099 employees. Because you're not running a business, because if you're running the business, that you understand that you're the asset and your everything you do is about how does it come back to what you're creating for you and your family's legacy. That asset is what I'm talking about, beginning with yourself. And so with that understanding, people do business with people they know, like, trust, and respect. With that understanding, the companies are trying to get onto your platform. So as you go forth and you extend your reach because of your personal credibility, they're banking that you can go into your community and give the recognition to their product or service. I'm saying make sure that you have a clear purpose. Build your presence so that regardless of what you're doing, people can know, like, trust, and respect you and want to be associated with you and have the opportunity for you to share with them something that's based on credibility, as opposed to you sharing something with them and they're looking at you sideways. Be a consultant versus a salesperson. The way you do that is making sure that they know this is T-Lane platform. Whatever it is that you do here is a reflection of who you are. It's an extension of you. And for everyone that's working with you, what's really great is that you each have your own message, your own story, your own access. Mm-hmm. If you're part of T's organization, you guys are working together to build something for your individual families. Mm-hmm. And the reach that she has isn't the same reach as you have, but collectively you can cover all bases. So, like, my big, hairy, audacious goal is to help 20,000 women and veterans to live in fullness every day, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, financially. In order for me to accomplish my objective, I want to help, say, you as a woman entrepreneur to be one of 20 people that I help to build a business of 1,000. Because my goal is to reach 20,000.
Do it smart.
And to do it, I just want to serve you. I just want to add value. You have something that I don't offer to my market. So why wouldn't I want to continue to add value to my market? That's why your greatest asset is your book of business. So now, going back to the whole question about brand, when you understand that your asset is your customer base, then you'll pick that one thing and drill deep. That's your book of business. But then you want to look at what other ways can you service your book of business, either for pay or not for pay. Because even if you give your book of business a recommendation, or if you give your a book of business access to something like this, they're seeing that you're showing them value, and nobody can compete with you on that. We got to get away from the scarcity mindset and really understand a mindset of abundance. And this idea of abundance simply means that you can't take what God has for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not threatened by what you do. Yeah. Maybe because my leadership is lacking. And if that's the case, I just need to step up. I just got to learn. I just got to grow. Mm-hmm. But I don't need to hold so tight thinking that I'm going to lose out, because when you do that, inevitably you're going to lose out anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. So, and I thank you for speaking on that, because that's one of the things, like, I've been really big with my team this time, right, we're in our season of just focusing on, like, understanding that we are an asset to our network marketing business. You know, we're in bedroom candy, and we are sexuality educators. And like you said, like, what one brings to the table, the other may bring something else. I work with survivors of sexual abuse. Then I have another coach on my team who works with Christian couples on, you know, keeping intimacy in the marriage. I have someone else who works on educating the youth on sexuality. And that's what I try to, you know, just instill in them that you are the asset, your knowledge, your mind. I think I heard you mention that too. The last time we spoke, your greatest asset is your mindset, your knowledge and what you have. Like, use that, and that's the way you leverage your network marketing business. Then, you know, you gain their trust just by being knowledgeable and presenting yourself in a way you gain their trust and respect. And then, you know, you have the products and the tools. That's where the network marketing comes in. You have those products and tools to offer them along with your knowledge.
Yeah. And what I would encourage you to do with your language is important, because in order to make the shift, what you want to do is you want to remove the idea of saying network marketing business. Mm-hmm. You don't want to say network marketing business, because network marketing is a way that the business moves their product or service to the market. Your business is what you are offering up. Your business is the problem you're solving. So when you say what you said, tell me the offer that you actually do. You are sexual.
So I'm a sexologist, and I have
that's what I want right there. That's what okay. I want. You are a sexologist. Somebody else in your team could be something else. But you're connected by the offer that you are able to make to help a person to get an outcome that they desire. Mm-hmm. See, what I'm saying to you is that being a sexologist can give you greater reach than you can do with any product or service. I can bring you onto my podcast as a sexologist. You can go get on a TV show because of you being a sexologist. Those are the things that allow you to show value. And then after that value, you can offer a recommendation to enable someone to implement something that you share. For example, I'm giving the value from the things, and I've referenced such as chapter 9 is reducing taxes. Chapter 1 is leadership is the answer. Chapter 4 is becoming an entrepreneur. Chapter 11 is residual income retirement planning. I've talked about the cash flow danger and showed you how to run your numbers to see where you're at and see if there's a problem. I've said why one should start a business. I've given those things, and now for the person that's listening and paying attention that actually says, you know what, I want that particular outcome, I might need to get that book. If I said to you that one of the things I'm passionate about is my fight against cancer, because as a veteran, I know that the number two killer of vets is cancer. And that I share the way I share because 1 in 3 women and 1 in 2 men are diagnosed with some form of cancer during their lifetime. And the number one cancer killer for both men and women is not breast cancer. That's 4. It's not pancreatic. That's 3. It's not colon. That's 2. But number one is lung cancer. And then I tell you, T, I grew up in the South hearing that if it don't smell like bleach, it's not clean. If that connects with you, and then I say to you, well, the lung damage study says that cleaning your home once a week with certain products has equivalent impact on your lung capacity of smoking a pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years. Well, that may cause you to say, well, wow, I need to do something about that because I'm using that stuff. Mm-hmm. It may also say to you, wait a minute, the people in which I serve may not know the same information. And because I care about them beyond their transaction, I want to give them something that I learned. And as a consequence, you've now put yourself in a position where you are a trusted advisor as someone that's a member of my networking company, because you're now demonstrating that you're about more than something of a transaction. Mm-hmm. That's how you elevate, and that's how you don't throw your college degree to the back burner. Mm-hmm. Craziest thing is you got an industry that people oftentimes say, well, I didn't go to college, and I didn't. As if that's like something to say, well, this or that. I'm like, don't do that. That speaks to why you don't bring in the other people that are already successful in their own field, that already got influence. It's like, nah. Show how you can actually work beside someone so that you all can leverage what you each individually bring. Put a team. Team is what's the key, you know? I know I owe you something. I think you wanted me to share with you those 6 different reasons that people
get in. No, but if you do, like, look, that's a plus. So I'll have you share it. I touched on it briefly in the beginning. But yeah, like, there's 6 type of people who join network marketing. We talked about it, and I love the way that you put it. So we'll have you share that. And then I want to end by having you talk about your book a little bit and telling us where we can go to get your book.
Okay. I think this is important for you guys out there that have made a commitment for yourself that you want to create a business. And you want to create a business as a result of building an organization that moves products and services to the market. That's not everyone. And so you want to go into it when, now. You've made the decision. So because you've made the decision, you got to know there are 3 different pillars to building a high-performance team. So number one, selection. Number 2, training. And number 3, culture. Now, you've made a decision. You want to build a high-performance team. You're going to focus on selection. You're going to focus on training. And you're going to focus on culture. Boom. Selection is most important. Because you can have the best training in the world, best culture. But if you get the wrong people, mm-hmm. it's never going to get off the ground. And unfortunately, most people got here don't really value what they have, and so they're trying to just grab everybody. I say alignment before assignment. Alignment before assignment. Everybody's not aligned with you, and everybody's not assigned to you, not for what you're trying to build. So you got to be clear about what you want, outcome that you really want. When you understand what you really want, here's what you got to recognize. You're not going to waste time trying to resuscitate dead people. Here's what you want to do. Number one, when someone gets started, the first thing you want to say to them is say, hey, listen, I need to tell you these 6 different people, and I need you to tell me which one you are. The first person is someone that says, you know what? I just want to get my products at a discount, maybe 30 to 50% savings on buying. I want to buy it wholesale, whatever it is. Great. I'm going to show you how to place your order and how to get it, but you ain't got to be plugging in no trainings and all this other stuff. If something changes and you actually want to do anything on the other side, then you can reach out to me. But otherwise, I'm going to give you the company's number, the 1-800 number, how to get around your website, and all of those things, and you're set. The second person says, I want to get my product for free. And that free could be something that a company may offer, saying 3 for free, or it could be the commission that's earned that exceeds the amount that one is paying to buy their stuff. Once again, you can help them do that very simply. That's not hard. That's just helping them to enroll a few people. But they don't need to be plugging in, and they don't need to have their phone blown up. You don't need to cause them to be stressed and mad at you because you want to build a business. You can ask them for referrals. You ain't even got to have them do nothing. Hey, who do you know that, because I'm building a business, who do you know that you can refer to me?
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't got to be, I ain't going to hold their hand, and you ain't self-employed. You're not trying to work for them. Not like that. No, they got to be responsible. If they're not wanting to do that, then good. Love on them right where they're at. The third person is a person who says, you know what? I want to replace a bill. Maybe it's a cell phone bill. Maybe it's a car note. Maybe it's childcare. Whatever that is. Now you want to do a strategy session with them. You want to connect with them and learn who they are, what their why is, get their why anchored down, get them plugged into a scheduled time, how much they're going to block out, when they're going to be, what meetings they're going to show up for. You're going to get buy-in. Because they got to get plugged into the culture and understand the policies and procedures and all those things that deal with the responsibility of bringing someone else on board. And now you're going to engage with, that's a team member. That's someone you want to support. The next level of that team member is someone says, I want to replace my salary. Now, same thing. You plug that person in. They're plugged in. They got their own schedule. You don't have to worry about trying to tell them about those things because they got to be doing just what you're doing. They got to set their schedule and show up where they're going to show up because they say they want to replace their check.
Right.
After that person, it's the person that wants to be rich. Be rich. That's a person like you. That's a person like me. That's a person who's like, yo, just put me in and you can thank me for allowing you to sponsor me because I'm going to go to work. I don't need you to be on top of me, ride me, because I'm going to work. You can literally sit back and watch that person that you bring on like that and learn from them because they're bringing something to the table.
Right.
And then the last person is that business professional that says, you know what? I need a tax break. I just need to be able to turn. I just need to reduce this taxable income that I have. I'm good, and I need another way. You can give me a strategy that's outside of the box that I'm currently in. Those six different individuals are the people that you've got to now determine where they're at in your organization and make a commitment to then teach people how to build their business around those same practices.
That's good. Look, y'all got a bonus today. Y'all got a bonus. We could have done a whole different live, Nate. We're just talking about recruitment tips with that. So I hope y'all caught those nuggets because that's amazing. You got to understand why people are joining. We talked about, Nate talked to you guys about residual income. That's a way to get residual income building your team in this business. So you got to understand who you're working with. And so, Nate, I want you to close us out with, you have this amazing book that you have written, Life is Rich. Can you tell us about that? I heard you mention a couple of the chapters, just basically who that book is for. Like, what is it going to help you with?
Yeah. You know, the bottom line is that first, I want to say thank you for the opportunity to connect with everyone in such a small amount of time. I hope that you've gotten some real value because that really speaks to really what Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth is really about. That book is a book that evolved as a result of my experience in combat at 19. As I said, as I was walking the perimeter during Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, I said, Lord, if you allow me to make it back, I'll never waste a day of my life. Life is rich means I live in fullness every day, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, and financially. It's foundation built on Matthew 6:33, which says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, which is the instructions, but then there's a promise that all things thereafter shall be added unto you. And so if you're a believer, I just want to help you to believe. I want to help you to walk out those promises, which means that you've got to grow your capacity. Well, if you are the asset, which is what I said you are, and that's what God says you are, you got to do those things to increase your value. You got to increase your value. And so Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. Every chapter begins with scripture, but then I say, so what? How do you take God's word and apply it on a daily basis? I go with leadership is the answer, the cash flow danger, it happened to me, becoming an entrepreneur, choosing the right entity, raising capital, asset protection, protecting your financial privacy, reducing your taxes, retirement planning, residual income retirement planning, estate planning, and Life is Rich. I was prompted to write this book because I was at an event, a network marketing event, where I was speaking to a six-figure earner. And I said to him, I said, you know what? You do an amazing job of creating culture and excitement. But let me ask you, what do you do beyond the emotional charge? You got the people excited and they're feeling really good, but that's like church. What happens after the shouting wears off? Where's the anchored belief? And he's kind of looked at me like we didn't really understand. And we talked a little bit longer. Well, next thing I know, he contacted me on Monday asking me to do his team's call and to share that. I did that and the feedback was overwhelming. He asked me to come back the next week. I did it again. And because of the response, once again, that's what prompted me to write the book, because I realized that there was the audience needed to hear what it is that I was communicating in that regard. And so this book is written for everyone, because everyone is 77 million baby boomers are retiring and facing a cash flow danger. Well, we're all trying to get to be a baby boomer, 65 and older. Well, dang gone, if 77 million baby boomers are retiring facing cash flow danger, and 66 out of 100 people, almost 7 out of 10 people, earn less than $30,000 of retirement, then what's the likelihood you're going to be in the 3% that's not very likely? And so I took my experience as a guy that made his first million at 32 and then went into the financial services as an advisor at UBS, and seeing within a week that my background and experiences didn't matter, because it wasn't a job of making people money. It was a sales job. And I realized that people are following a broken system, and you've got to create residual income, because if you don't have the cash flow, it doesn't matter what type of net worth you create, something can wipe you out. The cash flow is what you need, because the cash flow will allow you to continue to meet what you your daily needs and allows you to go back and invest and do all those other things. So I'm saying it's the long-term play. And so anyone that has a desire to create a seven-figure life, this book can show you multiple ways to do it, because I'm not talking about it as a network marketer. I'm talking about it as a former CFO of an Inc. 500 fast-growing company, as a former licensed advisor, global wealth management firm, as someone that has owned a franchise, as someone that's owned a 40-unit apartment complex. I'm not the regular cat. This is more about being able to. I'm a servant of God. I'm a soldier. And I'm just on a mission to help people to live in fullness every day, because God's word says you can. I just want you to believe it and then walk beside you in doing that. So my wife and I, we offer a plan, mentorship, and support to anyone that has a desire to have that. And she's really my ace. And we've got a unique story in how we do what we do, because she is the person that's network marketing expert, if you will. But it's really interesting, though, because she hired me as her coach, even at the level she was at. And we were able to close out her career. And now we're together building something of a community just to love on people and show people how to, you know, apply God's word to your life on a daily basis. So if anyone wants that, you can get it at lifeisrichtoday.com, or better yet, just simply text book to 904-544-7424. Again, text book to 904-544-7424 and get a free download of chapter from the book.
Yes. You see Wifey in the comments. I love Black love. Yes. That is something, you know, we connected on. I admire you and your wife. My husband and I, we aspire to be a couple, you know, just on y'all's level one day. So I truly admire that.
Well, you got an invitation. Listen, we love mentoring and sharing with no agenda. I always tell people, be intentional mm-hmm. without an agenda. Right. So you got an open invitation to stay close with us.
Yes. And Nate, I just want to thank you again just for your knowledge, just pouring into me. Those who don't know, we connected just off of, like, just networking. We're out. Like, I know I was connected with a like-minded individual because of how we met each other. We were on the platform tour, Pete Vargas, his platform tour, and we were there getting information on how to become better at our businesses. And so, you know, I believe in divine connections. And so I thank you for the information that you poured into me and then agreed to come and pour into my team and others who are on this live today. And it's going to be shared, so they'll be able to replay it, anybody else who watches it. And I hope that you continue to thrive and keep pouring into people, because it's amazing and I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, here's my offer to you as well. If you want to, for anyone, if your team, if you decide that your team grabs a copy of the book, mm-hmm. I will do a private Zoom for you and your team. And we can go into more of the practical application, because my teaching style is Socratic method of teaching. I tell you, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. The opportunity really is, I will do a private Zoom for you and your organization, which kind of reflects what I did with Andrea when, after she had me do that conference call with 200 of her ladies that then led to me doing a live event. So I'll do what I did with her for you.
And look, and I see a couple of my team members in the comments. So yeah, y'all go and purchase Life is Rich. You can get it at lifeisrich.com.
Lifeisrichtoday.com. Let us send them the link direct. Don't go to Amazon. Amazon did not do what I'm doing right here. There's a lesson right there. Amazon, you got it there. Go read the reviews there. But don't give Amazon my money. They ain't doing this.
So where can they, if they want to inbox you for more information or to reach out for more of your services, where can they find you on social media?
Ask Nate Scott, which is right here where we're at on IG, Facebook. If you Google me, you literally can find me. I'm on LinkedIn. But like I said, if you're on Instagram right now, just simply message me, DM me, and follow me on Ask Nate Scott. Just DM me and follow me here on Ask Nate Scott. And that's it. And my website, though, is coachingwithnatescott.com. So coachingwithnatescott.com. But they know you, so you got access.
Right. Well, get in touch with me. And I'm going to leave your tag after we get off of here. I'll leave your tag in the comments so they can just click and find you, too.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you again, Nate, and you and Mrs. Scott. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. Until next time.
All right, dear. Take care now. Be blessed, okay?
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.